Now we look at the gospel. Now, before I start, try to think of what the gospel might be. We have Peter and Paul. Now, we don't have any gospel about Paul, so you could guess saying it's going to be about Peter. Now, where would you go for a gospel that sort of encapsulates and describes Peter? You could go to Luke, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that once being strengthened, you confirmed your brothers. That would have been a good text to use, wouldn't it? But it's not the one they picked. I'm going to tell you now, and many of you know already, but and you remember maybe even from the last feast. This is John 21, 15 to 19. It's the reinstatement of Peter. John 21 is the last chapter of the Gospel of John. It begins by narrating how they went back up north and they were fishing. And just they didn't know what to do. Jesus wasn't around. They didn't know what to do. So they went back to work, you know, and waited to see if anything was going to happen. And so they're fishing. They fish at night. That's the best way for the way they fish. And nothing's happening. So somebody on the shore says, well, lads, have you caught anything? Nah. He says, throw your boat over on the starboard side. Now, here's an amateur. You know, I mean, we're fishermen by profession. This guy's trying to tell us how to fish. But they say, what the heck? You know, we haven't caught anything. Might as well do something. So they do it. And this is such a huge conglomeration of fish that they nearly sink the little boat. And John says, that's Jesus. Peter, because he's that kind of a guy, just jumps out of the boat, kind of probably waist high or chest high, goes through the water and gets there, soaking wet. Everybody else. And John discreetly says, you know, all the others brought the boat. You know, they're not quite as impulsive as Peter. Now, but Peter's the leader. See, Jesus wants a guy who's going to be enthused and lay down his life. And there's one more quality that a leader in the church must have, and it's going to be revealed to us as we look at this text. Huh? So, the text goes then, when they had finished breakfast, I'm starting now, this is 21, but I'm starting at verse 15. We've done 14 verses of the stuff I just mentioned to you. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Then he said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, tend my sheep. Then third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Now Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And he said to him, feed my sheep. And then he went on to describe his ministry, especially the culmination of it. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. He glorified God by being crucified, probably in Rome. And his body, all the signs are that body under the Vatican there, right under the high altar, of a sturdy man, about 50 or so, maybe a little more. It's Peter. Okay. When he had said this, he said to him, now follow me. Now, we can learn a lot from this text, all of us, but especially those who are in the allotment, in the clergy, you know. what's the primary quality you have to be serving God as a priest or a bishop or a cardinal or a pope? What's the primary thing? Pass your theology? That helps a lot, you know? Speak another language? Maybe that helps. What does Jesus look for more than anything else in those who are going to minister the gospel? Do you love me? Do you love me? If you love me, I can take care of the rest. I can talk to you and you'll hear me, and I'll tell you what to do and what to say, and I'll be strengthening you when people are criticizing you or when you get sick or, you know, if you love me. If you want to serve me, come to me and let me teach you how to love me. I will win you over. The first time that you experience in your own heart, unmistakably, that I, the eternal, infinite, living Son of God, love you with a human affection, your whole life will change. Your whole life will change. And then when you preach, you've got something to preach about. You know what you're talking about. That's the heart of it. I got to get a sermon ready. Oh, we all have to get sermons ready. And we got to look up stuff and do what we're doing right now. You know, try to get the... But it flies or doesn't fly to the degree that we love Jesus. That's the heart. That's why he says, oh, now, Peter, I'm going to make you pope. Well, how many languages do you speak? Do you have any idea what canon law is? Of course, there's none at this time. Can you get along with people? I mean, like kings and princes and... No. He asks him one question. Do you love me? If you love me, you will listen to me, and I can give you everything you need, including being infallible when you pronounce for the whole church something that has to do with faith and morals. I'll make you infallible. Now, you can't make yourself infallible. I mean, you're dumb. Not only that, but you keep sinning. You denied me. Don't worry about that. It's over. But let me get this straight. Between you and me, and this goes to every Christian, and every Christian with responsibility, particularly, do you love me? That's the question. Just look at the saints. They were all crazy in love with Jesus. Whether they were like Xavier and traveled the whole world and learning languages. And I mean, imagine when Xavier landed in India. He's going to preach in what language? Portuguese? Latin? How is he going to talk to these people? God's going to have to help him. And you can learn the languages, you know, that's not a problem. But you can't substitute being brilliant, you know, for loving. It's good to love and be brilliant, but if you got to choose, and you don't, love. Well, how do we get to know, to love Jesus? We got to know him. Well, how do you get to love anybody, and how do you get to know them? You hang around with them. And that's what the prayer time is, besides all the other things. You've got to get to know him. And as that happens, you're just overwhelmed with the love. You know, feeling, knowing, I don't know the right word, that the eternal Son of God loves me with a human affection. Wow. That's where the strength comes from. You see? And that happens because if we hang around with him, he hangs around with us. And therefore, the Holy Spirit can bring us together. And we can love him. And it's such a surprise to see how much he loves us. Such a surprise. And to see the human affection in it. You know, we can get a glimpse of their... What can I say? The humanity of Jesus. Take the gospel, we just had it a few days ago. The importunate widow. You know, she's bothering this judge. And now here's the Son of God telling us how to pray. Bother him. Keep knocking on his door. Why? Because if you keep it up, you'll have the greatest prize, bigger and better and more eternal than anything you've ever asked for. You'll know me. And you'll know how much I love you. And you'll be at ease with me. Even if you sin, you'll just come back weeping and I'll forgive you. But you've got to get to know me. Now, you know, and for all you who aren't priests, you know, you're dating a girl, that's great. Or you're dating a guy, you're going to marry them. You've got to get to know them. And you've got to be sure of their love before you make a commitment like that. Now, we're committed a minute, you know, for celibacy and subdiaconate, for total service at the priesthood. So we're committed. We've done it. We've signed the dotted line. Now, when is it going to start to blossom in our heart? And we really love Jesus. Be overwhelmed with his humanity, with his affection. You melt. And you just say, I'll never sin again. Well, you will. But loving Jesus, that's what it's all about. And if we will do our part, which is just to hang around with him, don't get so busy you got no time to talk to Jesus. Because he can hire a communist to do that. But to love him, that's the whole heart of it. And you say, well, you know, I'm not sure I do. Go to him and say, Jesus, I want to love you. And then do what he says. Well, some of the basics, you know what he's going to say. I want you to pray an hour a day. I don't care. You know, I've told you this story 100 times, but this guy, big shot in IBM and only 42. You know the rest of the story. Maybe some of you are new to the website and don't know the story. But anyway, I'm talking to this fella and saying, I'm well beyond my normal expected spot in IBM already. And I got 5 kids and, you know, I don't have any time. So I said to him, give me 10 minutes a day. He said, all right, I'll give you 10. I'll try 10 minutes a day. A couple of months later, I saw him. And I said, well, how you doing? A big smile on his face. He says, I'm praying an hour a day. I said, well, how did that happen? And he said, it got to be a hunger. You see how much Jesus wants to hang around with us, if you will? He'll create a hunger. Just get to know him, you know? Well, I don't have the right method. I mean method. Well, there are good methods. I'm not knocking them. But I'm saying the heart of it, you know, when he's talking to Peter here, does he say, you know, do you know canon law? Or do you know, he say, do you love me? Do you love me? And you say, well, I guess I do. I try working hard. And that's a beginning. There's no doubt about that. But you can get overawed at the humanity of Jesus, at the humility of Jesus, at the affection of Jesus for you. And I'm nobody. But the Son of God loves me with a human affection, and I know it. I feel it. I know it. Oh, boy, I never want to sin again. I probably will. But that's the heart of it. A Christian becomes a mature Christian when they know that Jesus loves them. Amen.